Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ika nga nila, a picture paints a thousand words, maging sa paggunita ng mga masakit na karanasan. Tampok sa isang exhibit ang pighati at trauma na dinanas ng mga Holocaust survivor. Layunin nilang maipaalala sa mga kabataan ang nakakahabag nilang sitwasyon noong World War II. Pero sa halip na ikwento, idinaan nilang bagpagbalik tanaw sa personal na kagamitan. Narito ang ulat ni Matt Connellan na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Isang kumot lang ang kaisa-isang gamit na nabaon ni Olga Horak ng lisanin ng Belsenbergen concentration camp sa Germany. Kwento ni Olga, hindi niya malilimutan ang araw na iyon, buwan ng Abril, taong 1945.
I had nothing. I had the blanket, my wooden clogs, and I had a short hospital gown. Nothing else.
Ang kumot na iyon na marupok na sa pagkaluma ay tampok ngayon sa isang exhibit sa Sydney Jewish Museum, kabilang ang ibang larawan ng mga Holocaust artifact. Pinamagatang It's Personal, pinagsama-sama sa display ang mga nakalap na lumang gamit mula sa mga kampo ng Ravensbrück at Sachsenhausen. Para kay Olga, may kirot pa rin sa tuwing maaalala ang nakaraan.
They talk to me. It's like, you know, it's coming out from there, the information. Well, even if I wasn't in certain places where these pieces were photographed, but, you know, I was an inmate in 5 different camps, and I have seen a lot. And you see, the memory cannot be wiped out ever.
Si Richard Weisel, anak ng isang Holocaust survivor, ang may akda ng exhibit.
It's doing what I wanted to do, and it was touching and very moving to hear that from a survivor. It is personal, and for me, looking at themes of resilience and growth through trauma have always sort of...
Pinahintulutan si Richard makuna ng litrato ang mga artifact. Tila ba lahat ay may kasamang malungkot na kwento, maging ang laruan na ito.
He dropped his little teddy bear, and he stepped out of line to pick up his only possession he probably brought with him from home. And an SS German guard saw him and shot him dead. And as they moved on, they left the body where it is and the teddy bear where it is. A German political prisoner called Annie Sindermann saw this. She was working across the way in the storeroom. She went across, stepped over the boy and picked up his bear. And then she kept this bear and hid this bear till she was liberated in April of 1945. And then she forever, till she donated to Memorial in 1992, she told people and school children through Germany about this little boy and his teddy bear, what happened.
Kwento ni Rosalind Sugarman, na isang curator sa Sydney Jewish Museum, nagiging emosyonal ang nakakatunghay ng exhibit.
People have been exceptionally moved. I have seen people in tears, and even myself found it unavoidable that you tear up when you engage with one of the objects and you read the accompanying story.
Dagdag ni Sugarman, mainam na maalala at mailarawan ang mga gamit ng mga Holocaust survivor kung ano ang kanilang sinapit.
I recognize that at this time, as time goes by and there are fewer and fewer survivors to talk about what happened and their experiences, that it will be the objects that remain that enable us to talk about this period in history.
Sa ika-75 anibersaryo sa paglaya mula sa Nazi camps, umaasa ang ngayoy 93 anyos na si Olga Horak na sa pamamagitan ng mga ganitong exhibit ay hindi malilimutan ang kalunos-lunos na sinapit ng mga biktima ng Holocaust.
Years ago, people did not want to hear about what we went through. It's not a fairy tale. You know, it's a different part of history which never existed before and hopefully never will exist again.
Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.